Matt Flynn, I plan on practicing all week. I think he'll be ready to go. I'll just say this about the medical. I don't like him hiding anything. I think Matt will be fine, and we'll give you the medical report on Wednesday. The three players that didn't practice today, they're making progress, and we'll give you an update on Wednesday. Well, I mean, I think Nick will definitely play in the game. What packages and so forth that he'll play in, I mean, we'll find out Sunday night. But I thought he looked good in the Tennessee game. I thought he flew around. He was active like he always is. You know, but we have to be, you know, smart with Nick, and you got to put Clay in the same category. I mean, they played 25 plays this past week, and you know, it's a long year, so we factor that into our decision making as far as our game planning. I think I just answered that. I think Nick Barnett's coming back off a major injury. He just played 25 snaps last week, and you have to be smart on how you progress forward with any player coming back. It's just part of his plan. It's part of the plan coming back from a major injury. So I guess if you're looking to classify it, I'd say probably medical. Well, we have more than 11 starters. So, I mean, what does starting mean? Does he play what personnel group? So, I definitely think Nick Barnett will run out of the tunnel and play like he always has in the past. We'll find out. A lot of positive reports. Derek, before he came in, I also had a chance to watch the special teams tape. You know, he's definitely gifted in that area. I think he'll do a good job for us at the safety position. Has played corner in the past. He's coming from a similar background as far as, you know, defensive philosophy. So we just have to make the transition from a new language standpoint, and that's always adjustment for any player that is acquired at this point, right before the first game. But he's definitely a young man that can factor on special teams for us. Well, I'll say this. You know, every year you stand up here after these last couple of days, and this is clearly the most difficult day in the NFL, I'm sure, for a lot of people, you know, specifically head coaches. And Revell Martin decision, it just tears, personally, it tears you up because of the type of person that Revell is and what he's meant to us as a team, as a teammate, and he's been a productive player. So I told Revell that if we were to have a billboard and wanted to put a picture of someone that exemplifies a Green Bay Packer, we'd put his picture up. So that was a very difficult decision. But really, Brett Swain, you can't deny the progress that he's made from last year to this year. I thought he did an outstanding job on special teams, and his special teams work was a big factor, one of the big factors in him making our football team. Yeah, there's definitely a scenario for that, yes. Yeah, usually when you get into backup players that don't run out there with the first two back sets, in referring to the running back position, I mean, it definitely factors on special teams and maybe some of the other things you're trying to accomplish schematically against that specific defense. Yeah, definitely. Mike, when you step back and look at the team, what kind of success you guys have? Well, 6-10 is over. You know, no different than, you know, standing here last year before the first game, you know, before the opener against Minnesota last year. You know, 13-3 was over. So, you don't get to carry what you did last year forward, whether you're coming off a successful season or an unsuccessful season. Every team is generated every single year. We clearly identify that back in the spring. We may have 60-70% of our football team that carries over from last year, But one thing about the NFL, you either improve or you go backwards. And I think our team has improved since last year. It starts in the off-season program. How we played in those preseason games is evident of where we are as a football team. So we get 16 opportunities. We're going to line up. We're excited about our first one against the Chicago Bears. It's a rivalry game. Our guys are chomping at the bit today. I mean, for the first practice of the season, this is usually a very difficult day for NFL football players because you have personal relationships that are established with people that are not in that locker room today that have been in there in the past. And this has been our best first day back practice that we've had in my time here. So I've actually given a lot of thought because of the experience in the past. And I think our players have handled it very well. They've turned the page, and everybody's excited about the team that we've assembled. And I can't say enough. We're off to a good start with one good practice. Well, we're not holding anything back. So, I mean, unleashing, I don't know if you're referring to the pressure. Or, I mean, we're gonna give them everything we got every week. I mean, I feel offensively and defensively from a schematic standpoint, philosophically, that we approach the game the same. You know, we're going to do everything we can to challenge our opponent both physically and schematically. And we'll do that starting with Chicago. Well, we're always striving to be a physically tougher football team. So whether, you know, people think you're not, I mean, that's the challenge of playing in the NFL. So were we tough enough last year? You know, who cares? We're going to be damn tough this year. That's all I can promise you. And we're off to a good start. So if Chicago or whoever's questioning our toughness, you know, we'll find out Sunday night. Well, the first thing about our roster is really how difficult it was to get to 53. I mean, you can make an argument that 56, 57, wherever how you feel about individuals, could have made our football team. And I actually addressed that with our team today. Yeah, I think it's important to identify, you know, A, thank the players and congratulate them for what they've done to this point and really make a clear cut where we're going from day one. But it's an accomplishment to be on an NFL roster, the hard work that they put in to, you know, making our roster. So how is it different? You know, three fullbacks, I mean, there are some different variables to it that we have now that we haven't had before. But I just think it's the quality of football players and the character of the team. At the end of the day, it's about your locker room. It's a tough journey. Things happen. We know that, but I just really like our locker room, the makeup of our locker room, and, you know, in our ability to play football at the level that we played in the preseason. Now we have to carry that forward, and we'll start this week. At the end of the day, yeah, everybody agrees. You know, I think it's very important. Marty Schottenheimer used to say this all the time, every year to the staff, and you know, I didn't know why then, but now I do know why now. I mean, it's you have a responsibility as an assistant coach to disagree. But once a decision's made, you know, you can't be disagreeable. So the way we're structured, the way we're outfitted as far as the interaction between the personnel department and the coaching staff, there's no hidden agendas. It's an ongoing evaluation all the time. Everybody has an opportunity to express their opinion. You know, and at the end of the day, Ted and I go in the room and make a decision, for as hard as it is. So, you know, it isn't like you sit there and have knockdown dragouts. I think people that have knockdown dragouts the day of the cuts, then they probably haven't been communicating a whole lot up until that point. So we talk about our football team almost every single day, the personnel part of it. So you're always planning, building, and you know, keeping your finger on the pulse of how individuals are doing, how certain positions are doing, you know, which side of the ball, and so forth. So, you know, it's just the process of how we go about it here. Well, we expect them to play well. I, you know, we've given them an opportunity now to play together for 3 full weeks. You know, it's probably, compared to the other 3 years, it's a better opportunity to get the continuity. So we've got a lot of experience up there compared to last year outside of the right tackle position. So I look for them to play at a high level this year. Well, it's always the intent to play that well. I mean, I've never come in and just thought that, you know, we're just going to kind of, you know, play okay and roll into it. You know, preseason football is different. I mean, I know it is from my perspective. I don't know how other head coaches view it. You have a number of different, you know, objectives that you need to find out about your team. I mean, you have personnel decisions you have to make. I mean, there's some plays you probably wouldn't call. Maybe against that defense that you call in preseason because you're trying to look at certain people. Your game planning isn't to the extent that you do in season. It really is different. But at the end of the day, it's just like I told the team. At the end of the day, football's football. I mean, you got to go out and play football. So whether you don't have the best play called versus the best defense, you still got to. I mean, there's been a lot of good plays come out of being in a bad play at the line of scrimmage. So. That's playing football, and our football team played very good football for a big part of the preseason, and that's the reality of where we are now. We're 0-0, and so is Chicago. I mean, it doesn't mean anything as far as your record for the regular season, but hell, that's where we are, and we expect to get better, and that's the challenge that we put on one another.